We return, as we considered yesterday, to the account of the Transfiguration, this time to the last verse of that account, Matthew 17, verse 8. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. This account is certainly a gem, sparkling and catching the eye of faith. It calls us to stop and examine our Father's words. Behold, my beloved Son, hear him. Help us, Father, to see Jesus only by hearing his word, transfiguring our life, transcending our unbelief. They saw no one but Jesus only. That really is the best part of the account, the climax. Jesus had indeed just been transfigured, and there's really no human word for what happened. It is beyond this world. His face shone like the sun. The disciples could scarcely look at him. His clothing had become radiant. Brilliantly white, whiter than any bleach on earth could make it. It was a fragment of paradise come down to this fallen earth. And they fell on their faces in fear. That's really sad. That we would be afraid of the beauty and loveliness of heaven. We should treasure the majestic voice that broke into that splendor. Hear him. Listen to him, the beloved Son. Moses and Elijah joined him there in glory. Moses, the mighty foundation of the Old Testament law. Elijah, the prophetic pillar, built on that foundation, arising to point to the one displayed on that monument, the one who had now come, our Savior Jesus Christ. The foundation, the prophetic pillar, had been set up to lift up him. The vision of Jesus' transfiguration was given, you know, to strengthen Jesus, to be willing to walk on to that cross for us. But of course also to strengthen us, to follow his cross through the word that transfigures our lives. What human eyes could barely see, human ears are given to hear. So hear him. It is the very mountaintop of comfort and strength, the rock of defense in every storm of life. Listen to him, not the babblings of man in his supposed scientific wisdom or sordid philosophies or blasphemous fantasies. Yeah, they can glitter and captivate our mind, but they leave the soul cold and bare. They cannot remove one single tear from the face of a soul being confronted by the condemnation of the law. But Jesus' word, that washes you clean of all your sin and covers you with the brightness of his transfigured glory, his righteousness. So yes, hear him. Help us, Father, to see only Jesus by hearing his word. His word that also transcends our unbelief, our naturally vile heart toys with foolish doubts, fantasizes over sinful pleasures, pictures doom and destruction that all leave the soul in darkness and terror. It fears the storm runs from death, hides in deception. It leans upon its own strength and finds finally there is no strength there. It tries to solve the great problems of life and yet can't solve the simplest ones. It's selfish, greedy, and loves itself. Plug your ears to its siren call and tune your heart to the voice of Jesus. Full of fear, we're told the three were, but we do not need to be again. For in Christ, we have been seated in heavenly places. In your baptism, he took you to the top of the mountain where we see him only. Listen to him. He's speaking to you. I am for you. I am at your side. I made you my own by shedding my blood for you. Can you truly think then that I want to hurt or harm you in anything? Come, stay with me in heavenly places. Father, grant us ears to hear his word that transcends our unbelief. Grant us eyes to see him always, now transfigured in eternal glory by his word. Moses, the great lawgiver who led the people out of captivity, turns to the beloved son, and what does he say? He speaks of his death. The one thing that delivers us from death and brings us into the kingdom of Jehovah. Elijah, the great prophet who in desperate battle called down a drought and lightning from heaven in order to turn people back to Jehovah. He turns to the beloved, and what does he say? He speaks of his death. The greatest gift from heaven that enables us to enter the kingdom of Jehovah. Jesus took the law of Moses, that dread tyrant of death, and with a mighty hand, he crushed it. He canceled its curse for you, for all people through all ages. He became the end of the law for righteousness to those who believe in him. What a change. In place of the dread words, the soul that sins shall die. Jesus is saying to you, believe and live. His word sings triumphantly, Christ the life of all the living, Christ the death of death our foe. Hear him, for in his word he is reigning to give you perfect peace. His word defies nature, transcendently giving us his own body and blood. To sinners made saints by that very blood. Yes, 'tis good, Lord, to be here, where we hear your word. Help us, Father, to see Jesus only, transfiguring our lives, transcending our unbelief. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 135, 135, the odd stanzas.